We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is 14 minutes after 4, News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And yeah, it is one of those days where traffic is, I don't know why, because it's such a beautiful day outside. It's just, it must be the stars or something, because there's no rational reason for it. It's not like the roads are slick with rain or snow or ice. It's a beautiful day. One would think, looking at it, that this would be the least likely day for a string of accidents to take place. But unfortunately, it has not proven to be that. And we just hope that everybody in all these accidents turns out to be okay. And I have no idea why a pedestrian would be walking on the 90. Maybe it was a disabled motorist walking to get gasoline or help or something. But my goodness, it's just been one of those days on the roads, and just hope everybody involved is okay. You can always replace property, but you can't replace human beings. Obviously, we know that. They're certainly knowing this in Florida right now. But today, this part of the program, talking to you about your kids and the amazing things your kids have done. One of the great stories, a little boy named Nick, when he was about, two, 3 years old, memorized his mother's credit card number and used the credit card number to go online and order himself $450 worth of toys. Yes, $450 worth of toys with his mom's purloined credit card number, which he had memorized. Now, he's all grown up right now, and he's doing cybersecurity, of all things. It wouldn't be surprising if the words security clearance were part of his resume. Just saying. Sounds like a real super bright human being who's doing very, very well. But first call actually was from a lady whose little boy was basically able to sing back any song sung to him at a very young age. And he now is one of the top dogs in the music industry, which is, of course, very competitive. And as you know, you can be an extremely talented musician and never, quote unquote, make it. And then you get to rag on the people who aren't as talented as you, who somehow have a way with writing songs or producing music. And they can't even read a note of music, but yet they are able to produce sometimes songs that are incredibly sophisticated, like Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra, among many others, is one of those guys. He cannot read a note of music, and yet, listening to his songs that he's produced, listening to what he has written and performed, you'd never know it. You'd think the guy trained with Mozart, but guy can't read a note of music. I always wondered how real musicians felt about Jeff Lynne as far as that particular deficiency. And one would be like being a talk show host and being unable to speak. I can't speak, but I do a radio show. Well, that's funny, because I can't read music and I write hit songs. Just saying. All right, it is, and Jeff Lynne still packs him in, by the way. He's one of the few acts that, I don't know that he could do a stadium, but he certainly could fill most large-size arenas. Anyway, welcome to the program. It's Bowerly. Your kids. It might be something they've done recently, might be something they did a while ago, but what did they do that showed you that they were really super special? They were really super bright. Contrary-wise, what did they do that made you think, I'm going to have a problem with this one? And I started off the show by saying, confessing that on the bright side of the ledger, yeah, I did memorize all the presidents from Washington to Lyndon Johnson when I was maybe 3 years old, thereabouts. And then my brothers used to make money off betting their friends whether or not I could do it. And on the minus side of the ledger, yeah, I'm one of those kids who did apparently put my father's car manual transmission into such a position that the car began to back up with my father leaning on the early 1970s model Volkswagen Beetle, and my daughter repaid the favor many years later. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And, you know, there's another spinoff topic I was thinking about just based on what we've heard so far from the callers, and that is this. That is, when you think about what your kids were into at a very young age, and now that they're all grown up and what they're doing for a living, could you have seen it coming? No, sir, could you have seen it coming? Now, look, there are lots of kids that obviously want to be pro football players or pro hockey players, pro baseball, basketball players, or whatever. And the chance of getting there is almost the chance of winning a major lottery. It really is. It's very, very difficult to make the grade in professional sports. I mean, you think about all the people who take up boxing as kids and teenagers, and there's only one heavyweight champion of the world. Those aren't real good odds, and the risk in that sport in particular is incredible. I mean, you don't want to end up punch drunk with concussion syndrome and everything else. Always seemed to me to be pretty brutal, especially, you know, the older you get, the more you realize that your body is very, very susceptible to trauma and crushed bones and things getting whacked out of alignment. And, you know, think about your old football injury. Wonder how many of you would have played football in high school if you'd have known that in your 40s you'd be wearing a knee brace just to get up out of bed. And I wonder about things like that. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What did your kids do that was super, super brilliant? And what did they do on the other side that proved they were not maybe as brilliant as you thought? And what they were interested in as kids? Anything to do with what they're doing as successful, happy, well-adjusted adults today? I'd like your stories. Talking about your kids, you might be horrible parents who know nothing about what your kids did when they were younger. I'm just putting it out there. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, it is 423 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And I want to also add one more little topic here to the list because it's something that, you know, I used to do it all the time, and I haven't done it in, like, years. Years, I tell you. And it used to be a big hit back in the day. And maybe it will prove to be a big hit today among you guys. So in addition to asking about how brilliant your kids were when they were growing up and whether or not the things in which they had an interest are what they ended up doing for a living, more or less. And, you know, it's kind of funny because as a kid, in grade school, did you ever fantasize about what your future was going to be like? What you would be doing in the future? Because I got to confess, there were times sitting in class, and sometimes you'd hear the rumble of trucks going by the school. I used to fantasize about being a truck driver. I used to fantasize about how cool it would be to drive a truck across the country for a living. And if not a truck, to operate heavy equipment like a bulldozer or a wrecking machine or something along those lines. I don't know whatever happened to that dream, but it was something, for whatever reason, I used to fantasize about. Maybe it was the freedom of the open road. Maybe it was a chance to see different parts of the country. I don't know. But that was a childhood fantasy that never really came to fruition. Always interesting. But the other thing I want to ask you about that, again, I did this several years ago, but I haven't done it in quite some time. It may have been 10, 15 years. But used to do a show called Kids Say the Most Amazing Things. And I want to open up the phone lines after the news at 4:30. I want to open up the phone lines so you can tell us about the things your kids have said that even today you remember. Now, for those of you who have little kids at home, obviously, these things will be very, very fresh in your mind. Kids will say things that blow us away sometimes. Hopefully, you'll be able to tell the story on the radio. And other times, there are things that your kids might have said years ago that you, as a parent, remember to this day. They might have been incredibly incisive. They might have been silly but funny. They might have embarrassed you greatly. They might have made you very, very proud. But I'm going to throw that into the mix as well, because it's been a long time since we've talked about your kids on News Radio 930 WBEN, and I thought today would be a good day for that. All the news is so bleak and so grim, and obviously we're awaiting additional info on the toll from the Sunshine State, but trying to give some light anyway to this day for you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you want to contribute, if you don't want to be on hold, wait till about 4:35 or so before you start calling in, and then after that, I'll get to your calls just as quickly as I can. I always like to tell you, one of my least favorite things is being on hold, so my little deal with you is I will get to your call as fast as I can without any unnecessary jabbering. As long as you're there, I will go to you on News Radio 930 WBEN, and the more of you, the less of me babbling is in your ear, and that can never be a bad thing. So, again, I need to break, but when we come back, we're going to get back to your phone calls on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Going to get right back to your phone calls on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you'll get the hang once we start talking to people. Here's Brian in Gasport. Brian, you're on WBEN, and go ahead. What do you have a story about your kids?
So yesterday, I got 4 kids. I got a 12, 8, 3 and 5 days, and a 1-year-old. And out of the 4, I missed all 3's first steps. And the youngest one, I just watched her yesterday as I was folding clothes in my bedroom. I look up and she stands up and took 6 steps. First time. Nobody else has seen her take any steps yet. So I was actually the first one for once after 12 years to see a kid take their first steps. Well, one of my kids anyway.
Well, that is outstanding. Excuse me. That is outstanding. But, of course, with the first steps means the additional potential for getting into trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's trouble already, so I can only imagine. And she's a little girl, so it's not going to stop anytime soon.
No, it won't stop till she's about 48 or so.
Yeah, my 8-year-old is showing me that she's 20 already, so that's fantastic.
Oh, this is not good news. It you know what? It stinks. It stinks being a parent these days. I'm telling you, these kids are getting older and older, younger and younger. At least older and older seeming, but their obviously brains are not fully developed. I'm still waiting for mine. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just going to say, I appreciate you taking the call. It's nice to actually have to not hear doom and gloom because the world is, you know, falling in on itself.
Well, I mean, your daughter can be the one to fix the climate change that's causing these hurricanes, because God knows we never had hurricanes before climate change.
Oh, no, not my kids. They won't be telling me that.
All right, thank you.
As far as I know.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Right. Yeah, and, you know, the people who are using the hurricanes to advance their climate change agenda make me want to puke, because if you go and you look back in history, we've had hurricanes since recorded history began. 1926 or thereabouts, Fort Lauderdale was leveled by a major hurricane. Nobody was talking about global warming or climate change back then. And it's amazing how people will take things and try to advance whatever agenda they have, whether it's anti-gun, whether it's climate change. Hey, let's not make a crisis go to waste. Makes me want to puke. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Terry in Kenmore on WBEN. What do you have for us, Terry?
Hey, what's up, Tom? A little bit of a nostalgia here. I've been trying to call you forever. Huge fan.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
coming from my daughter's grandmother, my daughter's name is Essie. She was three at the time. I think it was last year. She was playing with her toys in the living room, and they had this nativity set, like a little manger. And she's, you know, playing with the little figurines, and all of a sudden, grandma hears her say, "Oh, you're named after my favorite snack," as she's holding up baby Jesus. She thought his name was Baby Cheez-It.
Oh, no, no.
It makes it worse is my girl's parents, they're preachers. So.
Oh, the baby Cheez-It. My goodness. Yeah. I'm sure that the child was corrected.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And we were let known how horrible that is. But
now you don't want to know. You don't want to know what we did with the animals in the manger set. You don't want to know.
Right, yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you very, very much. And we only did it to annoy our elders. That's the reason. Let's just say the animals may have been put in unholy positions. I'll just put it that way. It is, Josh is looking at me. We were young. We were kids. What did we know? It wasn't meant to be blasphemous. We were just trying to get under our kids, under our parents' skin. Of course, at this point in my life, getting under my kids' skin is rather fun, too. All right, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Now, we're not doing doom and gloom right now. I don't have it. But we are talking about your kids. And I'll just walk you through the progression here. On Facebook, there's a guy who is a friend of a friend. And he was talking about some things that his son has done. And his son, first of all, was able to figure out how to open up the childproof medicine bottle. Now, every adult, it's a cliche. Every adult always has bitched and moaned about the childproof medicine bottles. My kid can get it open. I can't. When I can't get the childproof bottle open, I let my kid do it. True story. So the kid did that. And the kid also, I don't know how this happened, but the kid also successfully sent a fax from the printer. Was the kid just pressing buttons willy-nilly? I have no idea, but the guy showed the proof of the kid sending the fax from the printer. So that gave me the idea of using that post from Facebook and asking you, whether it was recent or whether it was something in the past, what your kids have done, either recently or in the past, that made you very, very proud of their incredibly advanced intelligence or their amazing skills and aptitude with certain things. And on the other side, what your kids may have done that made you question their genetics and lineage. Is that really mine? I'm sure my parents had many occasions to ask that about me, none as much as the time I apparently put my father's manual transmission Volkswagen Beetle out of gear and it started to back up in the driveway of a friend's house. True story. And I wasn't a little kid. I guess I was a little kid by today's standards, but not an infant or anything like that. My daughter ended up doing the same thing with one of my Ford Escort wagons many years later, and I was able to run faster than I've ever run before to keep the vehicle from going into the street or doing any damage to any person or anybody's property. And in addition to those two things, what have your kids said? What have your kids said that you thought was a very memorable thing as a parent? Now, a gentleman whose name I shall not use used to do a show about kids saying the darndest things. So I got to change that in some way, shape, or form. What have your kids said that has amused or amazed you? How's that? Well, because I'm just putting the question out there. Let me give you the phone number to call. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And one of the things sometimes, too, kids do not properly understand words. When I was a kid, when I was a little baby, apparently, I used to call my teddy bear B. I was unable to say the word bear, but I was able to pronounce B. So the name of the teddy bear, B. And that teddy bear looks as though I laid on it every night of my life, including my adulthood. But I got to get that back from Mom, the old teddy bear. Yes, I'm trying to declutter my house, but I'll still take in my old teddy bear, my old bear buddy, B. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to the calls. Frank in Akron, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, sir. Unless you're driving, then it's not so nice. What's on your mind, sir?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, we knew she was fairly intelligent when she was little. She figured out the VCR or two. We watched Mary Poppins and The Wizard of Oz endlessly. But when she went to college, she graduated with a degree in chemistry. Wow. And then she wanted to be a doctor, she told me. And I said, that's fine. What school are you going to go to? She goes, I don't know. I didn't get into my first 10 choices. And I said, well, did the school you went to, did they make you an offer? And she said, yes. And I said, well, what is it? She says, well, they offered me 5 years. They would pay for 5 years of my graduate program and offer me a $23,000 a year stipend to live on. I said, what'd you tell them? She said, I think about it. I said, are you insane? Get on the phone and call them back. Why would you tell them that? She says, well, some of my friends said it's not good to go to the same undergraduate school as your graduate school. I said, that's $300,000 worth of education.
Good Lord. Well, was it, when you say graduate school, are we talking medical school or something else?
She graduated from Case Western with a degree in chemistry, and she was going for a doctorate in solar cell energy.
So what did she end up doing?
She ended up going to Case Western.
And was the stipend and the offer still good?
Yes.
Well, thank good God. For her. Well, good for you, Dad. I mean, you talk some common sense in a little Miss Chemistry whiz.
Oh, my God. I almost died when she told me I think about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes, and I don't know how to put this into a show topic, but sometimes there's a difference between book smarts and common sense.
And that there.
Yeah, the common sense thing. Sounds like you've got a lot of common sense, but a lot of our kids seem to be lacking that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought I'd pass that on.
No, thank you very much. Good call there from Frank in Akron. Guys, I apologize. I need to do another break here on WBEN. Don't go anywhere. I'm still going to take your telephone calls as quickly as I possibly can. Talking about you and your kids and all the stuff I mentioned before the break. Let's go to Ann in Lewiston. Ann, welcome. You're on WBEN. Tell us the story. Hello, love. You're on. Ann in Lewiston. Josh, if we could put Ann on hold, we'll try to sorten that out. We'll try to straighten that out and sorten it, too. Let's go to Silver Creek and Solana. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi.
Howdy.
So, how are you?
It's a great day.
Fabulous, it is. So when my son was 8 years old, we were at this gas station, and he wanted to run in and grab something while I pumped gas. And when I was done pumping gas, I went to go back in the store, and a cop held the door open for me, and my son came out as I was going in, and he goes, look, Mom, a pig.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Where did he get the expression?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I never taught him to say that, but he must have overheard it somewhere. Me and my friends talking or TV, I have no idea, but it was pretty mortifying.
Yeah, mortifying would be one word. What did the officer do?
He actually said nothing. I think he was embarrassed more than anything, honestly.
Oh, my goodness. I was leaving a gas station the other day. I had an officer in front of me and apparently did not. I was very stealthy in my sound, apparently. Didn't know I was behind him, so he let the door go in my face. And he turns around and he says, oh, sir, I'm very, very sorry. I'm like, yes, sir, it's really no big deal. I got it. I cannot imagine the mortification you might have felt when your son said, look, Mom, a pig. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah.
I think I probably would have said, sir, he did not learn that from me or at home, believe me.
No, I think I was just like a deer in headlights. I didn't know what to say. I just prayed that the officer never pulled me over.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Any other words of wisdom from your tyke?
No, that was enough. He's been a pretty good boy otherwise.
He's been muzzled in public ever since, actually.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. These are great stories. And again, I haven't done this topic in like a long, long time. And I just figured that today was as good a day as any to bring it out. So if you're just joining us because you've been held up in traffic and you're scanning the dial, we're asking you about the things that your kids did when they were little, which might have been yesterday. It could have been a decade ago. The things they did that were little that were absolutely mind-blowing and made you think that you had a little Einstein on your hand. On the other side of that, the things your kid did that made you wonder if your kid was actually going to make it to adulthood, as well as the interesting things your kids have said, like the caller we just had. Now, I'm heading into a break, as you probably know, and you may call in now, but you're going to be on hold for a while. If you call in right after the news at 5 o'clock, I will get to you as fast as I can. And if you guys are on hold, I'll go right to you. I won't bother resetting up every topic because there'll be no need to. I'll just tell the other people listening that if they listen, they'll get the gist of what we're talking about on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.